Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is conducting 12 30-minute interviews with local residents in the Harvey area. The series is called Your Stories, Our Community 2024. The volunteers that have agreed to be interviewed come from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences. The recorded interviews will be played on HCR 96.5 FM twice per week over a 12-week period, and the local audio content preserved as a historical recording for future generations. Volunteer HCR 96.5 FM announcers will conduct the interviews, and station manager Ian Taylor will coordinate the project and is the producer of the recordings. HCR 96.5 FM is thankful for the financial support for the project provided by Albemarle and the Shire of Harvey.
Folks out there in Radio Land, it's Leslie Ugle again on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. It's your town talking, and we have a special guest with us today. First of all, can you tell us a little about yourself, your name?
Hey, my name is Robin Bennett. We moved to Harvey late last year. My husband, I married with three children. I have five grandchildren. We moved to Western Australia 16 years ago. Prior to that, my husband was in the Air Force.
Okay. And so what stories do you have from where you came to how they've changed today?
I'm actually originally from South Australia, in country, South Australia. Actually, I went back there a couple of weeks ago. Nothing really has changed much in the country town that I grew up in. So I thought that was a bit interesting. They still make the best pasties in the world. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
Oh, you hear that, folks? Best pasties in the world. So any particular stories other than the pasties from where you came from?
Not really. It's more
childhood stories.
Childhood stories. You don't want to know all those.
Oh, yes, we do. just a little smidgen of a story.
I grew up in a family of eight children. My dad was a shearer, so he was never home. My mum was busy working and raising eight children. So pretty much we had as much freedom as you could possibly get as a child. Unfortunately, I got interrupted by school, but that wasn't one of my favourite places to be. Being out in the fresh air, running amok, that's probably, and you can guess all the things we did from there.
So you were never bored?
Never bored. There was no such a word as bored in our town.
Mm-hmm.
There was always the creeks to play in, the trees to climb, we didn't play in the mining shafts, but we were very good about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we did play in places we weren't supposed to, and I'm sure my mother worked it out.
Like all kids, I suppose, yeah.
Just run amok. Mm. Well, we didn't run amok as in run amok.
Had fun.
We just had fun. We just had the freedom to do it.
Mm.
Like we'd have breakfast in the morning, disappear for the day. My mum always knew that we'd come home when it got dark or we got hungry.
Ah, okay. So talking about that, because I found the same thing when I was a child. Never bored, always doing something or up to something. With today's kids, how would we – I suppose the difference between then us growing up and what they do today, is it harder or?
I think it's harder these days because kids don't really have the freedom that we did. Like we never worried about stranger danger. We knew everybody in our town. So if we did something wrong, our parents knew before we even got home. Whereas these days, they don't have that, and they tend to be very centered on online.
Ah, yes. Okay. But it's so interesting, and we could talk about this all day, but the next question is coming to it. Do you have a song that you'd like to hear us?
I do. I would like to hear Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf.
Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf. Very popular song back in the day, and a lot of people still like it.
Love it.
So here comes Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf.
We'll be right back. screaming and the fires are howling. We're down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon. Oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's good and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
I can see myself tearing up the whole
and I'm dying at the bottom of the pit in the blazing sun. Torn and twisted at the foot of a burning bike. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling a bell. And the last thing I see is my heart still beating. I'm breaking out of my body and flying away like a bat out of hell. And I'm dying at the bottom of a pit in a blazing sun. Oh, torn and twisted at the foot of a burning light. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling the bell. And the last thing I see is my heart still beating. Still beating. Oh, breaking out of my body and flying away. Like a bat out of hell. Oh, 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 like a bat out of hell.
And we're back with special guest
Robin.
Robin, what we were talking about, the difference back in the day when we were playing around as kids. And somebody said to me the other day, it might have been you, I'm not quite sure, but you can correct me if I'm wrong, that we were allowed to go and like, scrape our knee and you know, bend a finger or something like that these days and play in the dirt.
Oh, playing in the dirt was the best thing. I mean, I remember making mud pies and then forcing my brother to eat them. So, you know.
He's still around though, isn't he?
He is actually. So I guess he's lucky. But, yeah, we just, that's what we did. Mm. You know, we found entertainment in the littlest things. Mm. You know, and where I lived, there was a showground right at the bottom of the hill because we lived halfway up a hill. And then there was a big paddock across the road. So basically we had this huge backyard that we could just literally run amok in.
Yeah.
And we couldn't break anything or hurt anything, but it's just.
Except a finger or a toe.
Yes, maybe. For the fingers and toes, the scratches. And my mother said, well, are you bleeding? If you're not bleeding seriously, you'll be fine. Just put it under some water.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's it. We didn't have all this antibiotics and you know, all that stuff. It was a matter of if you fell over and hit your head, just make sure you stay awake for however many hours.
Mm-hmm.
You cut your finger. Is it dropping off? Mm-hmm. No. Well, let's just go ahead and bandage it up and get back out there. And
so it's not – really, was it tough old days or we were tough back then?
We were tougher back then. I must admit we were a lot tougher.
Mm-hmm. Mm. But I do feel sorry for the young mums and dads these days because, you know, what they've got to watch out for. You hear a lot of stuff because you've got to watch what people are eating. All these, like the peanuts or nuts in particular.
Yeah, everything's very sanitised these days, isn't it?
Yes.
It's very sanitised and I have my fourth grandchild. It is a girl. I think she should have been a boy. She is just the daredevil of the daredevils, and she reminds me a lot of me when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like she will get into everything. She will climb. She will run outside with no shoes on, even though there's prickles and there's, you know, so. It's quite interesting to see. She reminds me, but a lot of kids these days, it's like we can't go outside and get dirty because we might get a disease. No, you won't.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
Yeah, you don't see much sandpits these days anymore.
No, it's all very, like I said, very sanitised, and it's a shame actually.
Yeah. I know I wouldn't have those slides that used to be back in the days, those metal slides.
Oh, the metal slides. Yeah, that just, ow, they hurt.
Yeah.
Especially if it was a 40-degree day and you decide to go down them.
That's right. Yeah. So some things have changed for the better and some have. Not really.
Not really. I would say no. I would still say that you and I, our childhood would be much better than what a child would have these days in that respect, as in the freedom that we had to do, you know, and go where we wanted and everybody looked out for you at the same time.
Mm. I think the only time I came home, or me and my cousins, there's about 17 of us playing up in the bush, was when Mum or Nana would sing out, dinner's on, and that's the only time. Otherwise, we'd pack or we'd take our gings or shanghais and, you know, catch some birds and whatnot and have a little. We even packed a billy tea.
Yeah.
And went for the whole day just doing stuff.
One of my, because like I said, growing up in a big family, and I always was trying to find quiet time because I love to read.
Mm.
And so there was a big drain across the road, and I would sit in there for hours reading a book.
Oh, see, that's like, the thing about what Harvey used to, there always used to be open channels where everybody went and swam in.
And I would sit there and everybody knew where I was, but they wouldn't come near me.
Yeah.
Because they knew that I needed that quiet time.
Hmm.
Or I'd go to my next door neighbour who had this bush, but we'd dug the inside of the bush out. So we sat in the middle of the bush to read. Or just to hide from people. So it was just, it was an amazing, amazing lifestyle.
There you go. And like you said, never bored, no such thing as mobile phones. What else have the kids got these days? iPads, laptops. Conversation. Yes. Now, a conversation back in those days went for quite a while, didn't it? And you found out so much about each other.
Well, that's how you. Yes, I know you can go online these days and find out this, that, and the other, but I'm more interested in actually people and their conversations. As I said, I worked in aged care. Mm. And it's amazing some of the stuff that you learn from just talking to people.
Yeah. And that saying, never judge a book by its cover. Because you never really know that person behind that face.
Exactly.
Until you've sat and had that conversation.
I quite often used to say that I even now, because my husband and I do like to travel, and we'll meet people and we'll go, if you think I'm being nosy, just tell me, but I need to know.
Who you're travelling with.
Yeah, who you're travelling with. Where do you come from? What's it like living there? Like,
You're a people person.
I'm a people person, very much so a people person. And I just love to know things. I love to learn about different cultures, different places.
Mm-hmm.
So
because you can't read it all on a book or on a website.
No, but you also don't quite get the same feeling from reading it online. Yes, it's all there in black and white, so to speak, but it's not the same as having a conversation with an actual person.
That's right, because I saw something on Facebook the other day and it had two pictures, one at the top, one down the bottom. The top one had supper time or dinner time, everybody sitting around the table, they're all having conversation. And then they had the one down below, I don't know whether people out there have seen this, same table, but everybody's got their face in their phones.
That annoys
me. And this beautiful meal is sitting on the table.
And it's being ignored.
I mean,
the one thing that we always tried to do, although it didn't always work, but 90% of the time we knew what time tea would be on the table.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So we would be home by then.
Mm-hmm.
We'd wash ourselves up.
Homework done, chores done.
Yep, everything done. They have to be done before you're allowed to go out the door anyway.
Exactly.
I was terrible at homework, but we won't talk about that.
kids, if you're hearing out there, it's your mum on the line. Well, look, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you here on the show today. It's the conversation.
Yeah.
And it's always good to meet new people. Once again, how long have you been in town? In Harvey, that is.
We moved to Harvey late October last year.
And from where?
From Orillia, which is Kwinana area.
Before then?
Before then, we spent 12 months living out of Armidale.
Hmm.
Prior to that, we were 6 years in Adelaide. Prior to that, we were...
No, this is great. This is what I'm talking about, a conversation.
So Adelaide, 2 years in Mildura in Victoria, 4 years in Townsville in North Queensland, 2 years in Newcastle in New South Wales, 5 years in Melbourne. Prior to that, we spent 14 months in Malaysia.
Wow.
And then before that, it was 12 months in Sale, 6 months in Wagga, and prior to that, we were living in Adelaide.
There you go. So my new friend, if you ever forget where you've been in your past life, I'll have your recording.
Have my recording. I'm surprised I actually remembered all of it backwards.
Or when you start forgetting.
Yeah.
There you go. Like I said, thank you for our new studio guest today. I'm pretty sure everybody out there is much better off with this information. And, yeah, if you see her on the street, give a lovely Harvey welcome to this beautiful lady. You're listening to Nellacourt Budja on Harvey Community Radio. And what's the song that we're going to go out on?
Lady in Red.
Lady in Red.
Krista Bush.
Wow. Thanks again for coming along to the Harvey Community Radio, 96.5 FM. It's your turn talking.
Seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I've never seen you shine so bright. I've never seen so many men ask you if you wanted to dance. They're looking for a little romance, given half a chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, all the highlights in your hair. Tonight, lady.